Hello and welcome to the CMF News Round, a look at the latest news and comment from the Christian Medical Fellowship, with me, Andrew Horton. Our top stories: nurses say no to abortions. For the first time, the new Equality Act is used to defend the rights of Christian nurses placed in an abortion clinic. Commercials of convenience: CMF makes a submission to the BCAP consultation on advertising abortions. And also, Lobby Watch on the lookout. The British Medical Journal features Peter Saunders responding to its profile piece on CMF. So to our top story, a London hospital which put pressure on two Christian nurses to carry out abortions has backed down after receiving a letter from a Christian lawyer. The nurses had been doing ordinary duties when they were asked to spend one day a week at the abortion clinic. When they refused, a manager allegedly questioned what would happen if they let all the Christian nurses refuse. But Liverpool barrister Neil Addison from the Thomas More Legal Centre successfully took up their case. And Steve Fouch, CMF's head of Allied Professions Ministries, says the law is quite clear.
Under the 1967 Abortion Act, Section 4 gives the right to freedom of conscience for health professionals who do not want to be involved in abortion to choose to opt out of being directly involved. And that provision has remained in law since 1967 and has never been rescinded. The interesting thing about this story is that they also invoked the 2010 Equality Act to say that a philosophical opposition to abortion is a recognised belief and therefore is protected under the Act, and therefore anyone who has an objection cannot be forced to act against that belief. So what we have here is basically two pieces of legislation that have been around in one case for a considerable amount of time that strongly back up the right to freedom of conscience in the area of abortion for Christian nurses and doctors.
Meanwhile, a similar story has appeared this week concerning Christian pharmacists opposed to handing out the morning after pill. Many are facing pressure from their professional regulator to recommend other outlets to customers. The General Pharmaceutical Council has issued non-mandatory guidance on the matter, which they say will be open to review after 1 year. And it appears that 1 year could be up next month, despite the council this week attempting to play down the significance of its so-called review. In other news now, there's hope that pressure from the Christian Medical Fellowship will help prevent abortion adverts on TV and radio. A submission has been made to a consultation led by the Broadcast Committee of Advertising Practice, or BCAP. So far, there has only been one major TV advertising campaign by an abortion provider, led by Mary Stopes International in 2010. But there's concern the new proposals would open the way for many more. And CMF believes there could be direct discrimination against counselling and pregnancy advice centres not linked into the abortion industry. Philippa Taylor is CMF's head of public policy.
Although these abortion providers do say that they provide counselling, it's very much tied into the abortion process. So once women have arrived at a centre, then the likelihood is that they will be, in effect, on a conveyor belt towards abortion. What we would really prefer is for women to be taken a step before that and have the opportunity to go to a centre where they can just have some time to make a decision and review all the options open to them before they actually make a decision. So by bypassing that whole process, women are basically conveyor belted straight into the abortion process.
Now some news in brief. The British Medical Journal has published a response from CMF to its Lobby Watch piece on doctors discussing faith with patients. CMF Chief Executive Peter Saunders wrote to express concern at it being one-sided, focusing much of its content on the case of Dr. Richard Scott. He's the GP who is being disciplined by the GMC for discussing faith with a patient. And we close with the story of a former England rugby star in the making whose life was changed forever in a training accident. Matt Hampson was permanently paralysed from the neck down and on a ventilator after the accident in 2005. But he positively decided to reject the option of going to the Dignitas clinic in Zurich to end his life, despite meeting another rugby player who'd taken that path. And even with the tetraplegia, Matt now runs a charity to support people who are, in his own words, less fortunate than himself. And that's all from another edition of the CMF News Round. Do follow our blog for more breaking news and comment on issues Christian and medical. That's www.cmfblog.com. www.abortionprovidersdo.org.uk. But for now, from me, Andrew Horton, goodbye.